This is the civil service meeting, Wednesday, April 1st on 2026. We are in the small courtroom that needs to be updated on the agenda. I apologize. I will update that later.
Present, Lori Huffman.
Mike Anderson.
Chris Macko.
Michelle Wolf.
Jamie Iceman.
Lisa Miller.
Okay. I'm going to look at the March 4th meeting minutes. Start with.
Yeah, I should have moved that. That's right. I spread all my stuff out like a...
or concerns about the March 4th meeting minutes, we can have a motion to approve those.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We also have the March 17th special meeting minutes. Those.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Right.
We also have a budget to review from January 1st, 2026 through March 31st, 2026. Anything you'd like to bring to our attention on that?
The budget was passed last Monday, the 23rd, so that's good.
Motion to approve the budget.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We also have the HR budget review from the same dates, January 1st through March 31st, 2026. On that, we can have a motion to approve that as well.
I'll make a motion to approve the HR budget.
And I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. We also have a classified list to review. Let's see if there's any changes or. Okay, we have one termination as of yesterday.
Retirement.
Retirement, yes.
Yeah. Good for Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And promotion. Great. All righty. Under new business, Public Service Director Todd Shreve requests a Plant Operator 1 resume examination. Public notice for the Plant 1 operator is included for approval. Straightforward as usual.
We'll be accepting applications until Thursday, April 30th.
Okay. Oh, yes, I see that. Okay. Have a motion to approve this public notice for Plant Operator 1.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
HR Director Jamie Iceman requests the following police officer lateral transfer applicant to be be added to the certified eligible list. Kevin Lugart.
Is this the police?
Page two.
Oh, did mine get out of order?
No, it's supposed to be a fire.
So that's my error.
That's okay. That's for
he
fire.
Should be a fire lateral transfer.
Oh, firefighter. Okay. We're right here, right? Oh, I've got this.
Oh, we skipped page two.
Oh, we need to go back to that. Okay. Civil Service Commission to review the resumes received by March 27th, 2026 for Recreation Service Clerk. Okay. I pulled that out and jumped ahead. Sorry about that. Okay.
So due to the volume that we received, I did make a spreadsheet just indicating what's going through each resume and indicating what was qualified and not. Also reviewed these with the Parks Director and Assistant Director as well.
Okay.
So again, these are just recommendations. You can always deem otherwise.
All right, so we'll just go through them looking at the spreadsheet, and then if we have any questions or find any discrepancies, then we can discuss that. Okay?
Sounds good.
So let's start with Gabriella. And it appears that she was not qualified, no recreation or related experience at this point. Do we agree with that? Do we have any?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Next one is Luke Veda. Again, no recreation or related experience. I did not find any as well. Okay. Next, we have Isabel Shreve, who is marked as qualified. She has the Microsoft Office and the recreation and programming experience. I found that as well.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, next one, Anna Tatham. Not qualified. Again, no recreation or related experience.
Agree.
Kylie Wood, similar, no recreation or related experience, so not qualified.
Agree.
Moving on to Oliver Thompson, same thing, no recreation or related experience.
Agree
on that. Okay. Next one is Angela Richardson, who is marked as qualified. I did have a question about that one.
Okay.
I understand where it was written related experience in schools. I just wasn't sure how that translated to recreation experience.
Sure. I'm going to pull.
Okay.
And I had the same.
Yeah, I just had a
just
question
put the schools
marked
down
by that.
Yeah.
People going to be out of a job?
Yes.
At the end of the school year? Yeah.
You know, I see all the office aide and the secretary and...
Mm-hmm. The only thing I've seen was she helped
right,
with
helped
the nurse.
Kids. Right, the, right.
Yeah. And the nurse.
Right.
When the kids see
right.
the nurse.
Right. I just was wondering if there's
sure.
something
no, that's a very, yeah.
that I'm not seeing.
Nope. Could you pause? Could we hold on that one? And
sure.
I keep looking because I'm
sure.
I don't. I'm not
sure.
Yeah.
Seeing exactly either. Okay. That's a very good point.
Okay.
Okay. I want to read through it again. All
sure.
right.
And this one again.
All right.
Without my glass.
Next, we have Tony Truax. Again, no recreation or related experience.
Agree.
Agree.
Same with Rebecca Hook. experience and also know Microsoft Office.
I agree.
Okay, I agree. Same with Libby Ernsberger. Not qualified.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. As well as Sue Reese. Not qualified.
Great.
Okay.
And also Daniel Rader. No recreation or related experience.
Agree.
Okay. Next, we come to Kenneth Jones, who is marked as qualified. I had a question about him as well. I saw where the experience coaching was mentioned, but is it the juvenile court where the recreation experience comes in on that?
So with his...
just wanted to make sure I was seeing that right.
I had reached out to him a little bit. And I don't know if it's included in your packet.
It is.
So let me, the letter, the email?
One of them.
With
the computer experiences.
Yeah.
Okay. With his coaching, he had... He's only been
he's
with
coaching
the
high school,
coaching.
Right?
Yes, coaching he's coaching school. With the high school now, and that's newer. But he had coached previously for 11 years prior.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that would be considered recreation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yep.
I just wanted
I'm
to.
Good with that.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay.
That's
so that's
good.
Kenneth Jones qualified.
Yep. Qualified.
Yes, Kenneth
yes.
Jones qualified.
Yes.
Correct. Book Brayman, not qualified for no experience and no Microsoft Office.
Great.
Great.
And then kind of the same on Randy Scott. He is marked as qualified, and that's the similar because the experience with the youth and the coaching.
Oh,
yes.
Pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to clarify that. Elijah Montez, not qualified due to no recreation experience, no Microsoft Office.
Agree.
Yes.
And Dylan Lamelli is qualified. He does have some nice recreation experience. Yes. Okay. And also Lauren Frey, qualified, related experience working with youth.
Yes.
Yep.
Not qualified, Brandy Colombo, no experience.
Agree.
Qualified, Keith Rivers Jr.
Yep.
Some nice experience and office, yes. Not qualified, Christy Gosen. No experience.
Agree.
Okay.
Tara Paw, qualified. Again, related experience that goes to the schools.
Yep.
So that'd be similar.
So that's what I wanted to bring up. So
okay.
We're still looking at Angela Richardson's because of school.
Okay.
And this is Tara Paul, also school.
School.
Right.
Correct.
So I agree it needs to be consistent in terms of that. So these are the two that have the school experience and determine whether or not that's related.
So you want to look at it again? Or?
Well, I mean, this was the one
right,
that Lori
wanna,
had brought up.
They're similar.
Let me,
so I'm
yeah.
saying
yes.
it has
yeah.
to be their...
Yes, either both yes or
correct.
Both.
Correct.
No.
Yes.
So I went through, I've only looked through Angela Richardson twice. Again, just working at the school, having the, being familiar with working with students is the only thing that we have.
Right. I think the difference for me with that Tara is that she was actually a teacher's aide.
She was an aide.
Yeah. Which Angela was not.
Angela was not. That is correct. And after reviewing, I would be in agreement, or you decide, I understand questioning the applicant, Angela Richardson, because she doesn't have that teacher aide experience. She was a secretary.
Right, but she did... let me just go back.
Her prior experience before that is not related.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. Where'd she go? Here she is. Okay. I just wanted to...
Yeah, the only thing I seen was the nurse, helping the nurse with the kids.
Help nurse in the clinic, and then... Yeah, she didn't really help the kids in the cafeteria. She just...
When she was an office aide, I mean, the most, like, interacting with students, helping with schoolwork, accompanying them.
That's what I was just reading, yes.
For various reasons.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can agree with that.
For Tara?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that sound reasonable?
No, this is Angela.
I mean, Angela. Tara, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
But Angela, can we agree that she would be qualified?
Same
because it's very similar. Yeah.
It has to be a year. Was that a year?
Yeah.
Office aide appears to be 4 months. Cafeteria worker was a year.
Yeah.
And then...
Office aide was just for April through August of the same year.
Right.
It's 4 months.
And then on to the secretary attendance right after that. So. Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of interaction in those positions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, can we agree that we'll keep her as qualified, Angela Richardson, number 7?
Yeah, I think there's some related experience.
Yes. Okay.
Angela Richardson, qualified.
Yes, so yeah.
Keep. And then Tara Paul.
Same.
Qualified. Yes, the same.
Qualified.
Yes. Yeah, keep those both. Mm-hmm. All right, on to Danielle Bemis. Qualified recreation experience.
Yes.
Yes.
As well as Logan Horicky, recreation experience.
Yes.
Qualified. Brian B.
No
recreation or related experience. Not qualified.
Yes.
Sean Craig. Okay. Recreation experience, but no Microsoft Office.
Correct.
And that is on the qualifications.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
And that was per him. He decided he was not qualified in that based on the questions that I asked him.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
And he said he does not have enough experience.
Yes. Okay. And Joanna Roller, not qualified, no recreation experience. And Felicia Mullins, qualified.
Yes.
She has the office and the recreation experience. Okay.
So with that, I would like to let the commission know that not all of those that have turned in their CPR and first aid, they had till April 15th.
Okay.
If they don't have that to us, then we're not going to move forward on an interview because that is a qualification.
Yeah.
And we wanted to... you know, hindsight, now we see we got a lot of applicants, but when it came out, did not want to limit the pool by saying
that you have
had
to
have it then. Like, let's
right.
give them a couple weeks to get the class. They do have to pay money to take it.
Right.
So I just want the commission to know that, yes, we're saying they're qualified based on that, but if they do not give us that certification, we will not move forward in an interview and they will not be considered.
Right.
And
there
you,
are...
You sent up. You set a time period
yes.
for that
Michelle
turned in?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
And there are several that
right.
don't
yeah.
have
oh,
it
yeah.
that are qualified.
Correct.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll do that. Okay.
Is the commission good with this process? If we do, this is great. We got this
yes.
many. This
yes.
hasn't
yeah.
happened before.
Yeah,
very, very helpful.
Yeah, this
very
is
helpful.
Very helpful.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you
I
for dropping those off
yeah.
earlier.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'm just going to go through this one more time.
Okay.
To make sure. Okay. I don't know, is this the right color pen here? I don't want to mark on it.
This is blue. I don't know if it's
okay. Okay. All right. Gabrielle, not qualified. Luke, not qualified. Isabella, qualified. Anna, not qualified. Kylie, not qualified. Oliver, not qualified. Angela, qualified. Tony, not qualified. Rebecca, not qualified. Libby, not qualified. Sue, not qualified. Daniel, not qualified. Kenneth, qualified. Brooke, not qualified. Randy, qualified. Elijah, not qualified. Made a mistake here on Randy. And Dylan, qualified. Lauren, qualified. Brandy, not qualified. Keith, qualified. Christy, not qualified. Tara, qualified. Danielle, qualified. Logan, qualified. Brian, not qualified. Sean, not qualified. Joanna, not qualified. Felicia, qualified.
Yep.
That's great.
11.
I agree.
Perfect. All right. Could we please have a motion to approve the applicants checked as meeting the minimum qualifications for recreation services clerk?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Again, that provided they get their certificate.
Yeah,
correct.
Correct.
And also a motion to approve the applicants checked as not meeting the minimum qualifications for recreation services clerk.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Great.
Making progress.
Now, on to HR Director Jamie Iceman requests the following firefighter officer lateral transfer applicant to be added to the certified eligible list. Kevin Glukert, I believe. Any comments on that?
Actually, I do. I just want to let the commission know that I met the applicant, and he questioned that he was going to be possibly leaving his job, and since he brought proof that he worked 2,496 hours in the last year that he was still qualified, I told him he would not be qualified. This discussion went back and forth several times. He stated that's not what it states, and I said that's not what a transfer is. A transfer means you're actively working. So I just want the commission to know that, yes, when he turned it in, he's actively working, but he said he may resign. I did tell him that he would be he'd be removed from the eligible list.
Okay.
If he were to leave his current employer.
To leave it. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Can we have a motion to approve this request for firefighter officer lateral transfer for Kevin Glukert?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we have some promotions noted. Kendall Lawson, Account Clerk Senior, Eric Croft, Handyman Senior, and Kenneth Bosch, Handyman Senior. Okay, good. And the new hire, Brian Marichek, Police Officer. And under miscellaneous, building commissioner.
Yes. So since this position became classified, we have not received any applicants for building commissioner. I wanted the commission to know that I was not notified that the duties of the building commissioner were going to the county until the mayor told me late Monday morning. Shortly after I was notified by the mayor of that, I received a notice from Council 8, which is the staff. It's Ohio. Council 8 represents with AFSCME. So their staff rep did reach out to me, send an email to myself and Lisa with a request for demand to bargain because the building department duties were being transferred to the county. I do have to say I was quite upset when I received it because I was not contacted about anything that had been happening. So I did go to Lisa, who spoke to the staff rep, had a great conversation, set the record straight that it's just the building commissioner. Those duties are going to the county, that the city had no intent of, they're still a department.
Okay.
Those duties will still continue. We have property maintenance inspectors and clerks.
Okay.
We do have a building inspector in the department, but that job description entails many other things other than just doing those inspections.
Uh-huh.
So that position would still continue.
Okay.
In light of that conversation, the staff rep did still want to meet in person. Lisa, myself, and Todd Shreve, the service director, did meet with the union yesterday afternoon to just square away like what we all recently knew. I mean, I just found out, but Lisa and Todd just found out several days before the meeting. So it was all new to us.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I was made aware that the mayor was having conversations with the union without me, so I did not know of conversations that were going on. Therefore, that's why all of this happened. They were misinformed, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Lisa wants to add anything because she really had took the lead on this.
Yeah, so just to kind of explain, the problem is that people keep saying the building department is going to the county. And they're using the word building department, and people are hearing those people. If this was the building department, it's all going to the county. When in fact, there is a function of the building department that's going to the county. One function.
Okay.
And she may have relayed this to you. You know, you have to be a certified building official in the state of Ohio. There's very few of them. We can't afford them. You know, they will go to places where they can make more money. The way that you become a certified building official is onerous and cumbersome. You know, you have to have so many years in the construction industry, and most people who are successful in the construction industry are going to stay there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do want to become a CBO, you have to go through all of these testing things. So it's just not a attractive job, so to speak. It is to people who are like, man, I'm a solo contractor. I'm really good at my job, but I want to be around more with my kids. I need a more predictable schedule. So there are some folks that works for. So the statement that the building department is going to the county makes people think that the whole group are going to the county, when in fact that's absolutely not true. So when I received the notice to bargain, I called Vonda, that's the staff rep, called her immediately. I said, that's not true. I don't know who's telling you this information. That's absolutely not true. To confirm, I hung up the phone. I called Mike Vinay at the county. He is in charge of utilities and building standards up at the county. He's the guy. He's like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We're taking this one specific function over. So it's just awful. Like, you know, we have had the county since June. We have been under contract with the county because we lost our building official. So time marches on. They're like, yes, we'll cover you. June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Mike Vinay asked for a meeting with myself, the mayor, and Todd Shreve. So we have a meeting, and they're like, March 31st, your drop dead date. That's your drop dead date. So I left the meeting. Now, I'm the attorney for the city. I do not do administrative work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I never followed up because I'm assuming the mayor and Todd, who are the people in charge of that, would be doing something. I hadn't heard anything, never heard anything. Mike Vinay hadn't heard anything, so he sets up another meeting in this March for an update. The mayor requested another extension. Mike Vinay told him the only way an extension will be considered is if he enters ordinance into council saying we will contract with the county. If we do that, because Mike knows it takes some time for things to be adopted by council, he would extend it till it was adopted. No response. So he calls for a meeting. So we all go back up there. I'm sitting there. Now, the email came with what I just explained to you. The email came. I'm sitting there. Mayor's sitting there. Todd's sitting there. And no one's saying anything. And Mike's like, well, you never responded to the email. And Mayor said, I didn't get the email. I got the email. Mm-hmm. He was on the email. So probably 2 days prior to that, the mayor had forwarded to Todd and I a contract with an outside contracting company called Safe Build, where you can contract with them to do that function. So that that came right before that meeting, like a couple days before the meeting. So we're in the meeting. Mayor says he doesn't get the email. One of the employees for the county hands him the email, and I'm waiting for him to say we're going to go with Safe Build, right? But he leaves the room. He just leaves. So I'm sitting there all by myself, and I'm like, he's going to Safe Build, right? I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, they're our backup. Without them, we can't have a, we get uncertified.
We can't function.
Correct. So they obviously were very upset. I can't explain why the mayor didn't tell them that. So the mayor calls for a special meeting of council because they are off this week. This is the fifth week, Monday, fifth week. Calls for a special meeting of council on Tuesday to adopt the Safe Build contract. Council members figuratively lose their minds. They're like, you've known about this since December. We're not coming in. We're not going to do that. And in fact, another council member introduced the legislation to move to the county. So that's where we're at right now.
Wow. And one thing I would like to add, Monday late morning when Mayor told me about going to the county, he said that an option that we had was to consider hiring a part-time CBO. Todd and I had spoke with a candidate prior for a full-time. We had met with this candidate, but were advised by the county not to hire this individual. So the mayor said, well, maybe could we consider hiring him part-time? How would the commission feel about that? And I said, well, the commission approved hiring a full-time CBO. So, and he said, well, I guess we're going to the county. So that was how that played out.
About. Okay. Yeah.
Well, thanks for that information.
Sure.
Okay, engineer.
Yes, HR received a qualified applicant on March 17th, I emailed the information and asked Todd and the mayor to set up their availability to have an interview. I did not get a reply. I sent an email again on March 30th, and I have not had a response.
You still have not had a response?
No. This is only the second qualified applicant since we have posted the job. The first qualified applicant was gone, had already got another job before we could proceed. I did notify the applicant I did let the applicant know that we received his resume and that I would be reaching out to set up a time to meet. So
you're just waiting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How would the commission like me to proceed with that?
That's what I was just thinking. What steps do you take next?
I mean, this is just one example for us of how it is trying to get things done.
You can't interview without the mayor and Todd?
Well, the mayor is not really the person. It's Todd under the new charter as the appointing authority.
Uh-huh.
Send me the email. I'll forward it and order them to either decline all candidates or interview. Yeah, I mean, they got to act. You can't not act.
Right.
Right.
That's what I was getting to. He's not going to stay around forever.
No.
Well, regardless, even if he would, you
have
request
to.
Yeah. Information. The ad is placed. The candidates respond. You have to act. You can't just not act. The action can be we're not hiring anybody, I suppose.
Right.
Or the action can be I'm going to interview them. But you have to take an action. You can't just let everybody hang. It's not like a list where you're like we have a list. Yeah. We may or may not be hiring. We don't know if we have an opening. We clearly have an opening.
Correct, because I requested the commission allow us to hire someone based on special qualifications because it's such a limited candidate pool.
Right.
All right, I will forward that to Lisa, and I'll copy the commission.
Okay, thank you. Any other updates that you have?
Just a couple. The safety director position was posted February 25th. I have no updates. I do not know who applied because those are going to the mayor, and I've received no information otherwise.
Okay.
His choice is his choice. No one...
Correct. It's a direct appointment.
It's a direct appointment like they used to be.
Yes. I will tell you, I have certainly never told her who's applied for my prosecutor's jobs, to be clear. People contact me. I make a decision. Now, I will tell you, the second I decide, I turn it all over to them. I don't want to have any part of it. They can handle it. And I manage to mess it up every single time. So, luckily, they're patient folk. And, yes.
Okay. Michelle, your update on the upcoming clerk exam?
I'm sorry, did you have anything
else? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. One more thing. We have a seasonal starting in human resources.
Yes.
We are first seasonal.
That's
to
good.
To help with records. Not just with us, but to help overall in the building. So.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you
off. No, that's okay. That's all I have.
I just want to make sure before we move on.
Thank you.
The account clerk exam is on April 9th, so it's next Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Active Adult Center. I believe Lori and Mike, you both agreed you were going to be there?
Yes.
I have it in my notes.
Perfect. Okay. And then the only other thing that I have has to do with seasonals. We are hiring 18 seasonals for this year for the spring/summer season.
Okay.
They're going to disperse throughout the city primarily. The majority of them are like the street/parks department.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of dispersed throughout, and we've already started accepting applications for that. I believe we have 11 or 12 so far. But
that's great.
Yeah,
it's been a good.
And Parks
so
is
far.
Now appropriately cooperating. You can say yes or no. Just answer the question.
Typically, for the most part, yes.
Okay. Again.
Yeah. And we're working with them, and it's been easier this year than in years past.
Yes, a lot of things are easier right now than in
that's
years
good.
Past.
That's
so,
good.
Just by way of, they have forwarded 20 contracts to me. They have never had me review a contract. And then they want them now. And
things
I'm like,
are looking
oh my
up,
gosh,
right?
I'm not that good, right? But I'm very, very thankful. Tammy has really taken leadership on that. And I'm very, very proud of her willingness to, I mean, listen, they've never done it. They're doing it. You know, I have to try to be as, helpful as I can. And everything I've done, we've had a great dialogue. I feel like she's feeling much more included in things and a much better participant in it. It's been very promising.
Good. That's good to hear.
Things are looking up.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Okay. We have a request. I can just go right into this. We have a request made by Lisa Miller to enter into executive session to discuss a personal issue pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 121.22G1 to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensed, or regulated individual unless the employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual request a public hearing. Having stated this, the request, I will entertain a motion to enter into executive session.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Lori Huffman?
Present.
Mike Anderson?
Present.
Chris Macko?
Present.
The time is 6:43 p.m.
Okay. We are now in executive session at 6:43 p.m.
So I would request that Michelle not be in the room, and Jamie can stay or leave at her decision.
Does our recording?
We are now returning from his executive session. We have returned to open session at 7:43 p.m. No formal action was taken during executive session. No further action to be taken at this time. Could we have a motion to approve returning to open session?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Time is 7:44.
You need to do your motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Oh, I got something
do
before we do
I was
that.
Just going to say, do we have anything else
yes,
before
I
we
do.
Adjourn the meeting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to recognize Michelle for her outstanding effort. This is the first time that I received resumes that was turned in and then have a secondary page added to this person's resume. It's happened, I just pulled this resume, mm-hmm. but it done a lot. Michelle reviewed these. And in this instance, this person didn't state on his resume that he had Microsoft mm-hmm. and all the other. If Michelle wouldn't have done this, this person would not have been on the list to receive a qualification. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time ever, and we've done a lot of resumes, mm-hmm. that anybody had added anything to someone's resume after it's been turned in. It's excellent work. And that's all I got.
Great. We will note that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that.
Thank you.
And I agree.
Yes, definitely. Okay, we can now have a motion to adjourn. And before we adjourn, our next scheduled meeting will be Wednesday, May 6th, 2026 at 6 p.m. here in the small courtroom. Can we now have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And it is now 7:46.